You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Discover more about how Jesus is the resurrection and the life in week 7 of our series, Beyond the Signs.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Good afternoon. Happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day. Ako po si Winston Reyes, isa po sa mga pastor dito sa Victory. And today, as we look at the last week, final installment of our series, Beyond the Signs. No, we are talking about the miracles of Jesus Christ as portrayed in the Gospel of John. Do you believe God still works miracles today? Yes. Okay, so we have looked at our objective is so that we can see that the Scriptures testify to all who Jesus is and what He has come to do. That is, He is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing we may have life in His name. Yan po ang ating series objectives, preaching series na Beyond the Signs. And we've looked at Jesus' miracle, turning water into wine, healing of the official son, healing a man on the Sabbath at Bethesda. We've looked at Jesus feeding the 5,000, and then Jesus walking on water. And then last week, Jesus heals a man born blind. And today, we'll look at the sign, the miracle of Jesus raising Lazarus. Again, in John 11, 43-44. John 11, when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word today. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Give us revelation knowledge. Tulungan niyo kaming maintindihan ng iyong salita. At maranasan namin ang iyong kapangyarihan sa aming mga buhay. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Okay, so ito pong miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead. Ito po yung ikapito. Ano? Yung iba pong scholar, ang paniniwala na ang pinaka-greatest sign or miracle ni Jesus ay yung mismong resurrection ng ating Panginoon. Jesus' own resurrection. That's the greatest miracle that God ever did. No? But ito pong miracle ni Lazarus, no, pagkabuhay niya mula sa patay, ito yung pinaka-finale. No? It's the earthly ministry ni Jesus. Ito po yung, hindi ito yung pinakahuli niyang ginawa, pero ito yung pinaka-spectacular, undeniable demonstration of God's power. Hindi po ito yung makakaila na mga taong nakakita sa milagro. Even the Jewish leaders saw this. They cannot deny the power of God through Jesus. And He had raised other people from the dead, pero itong specific miracle na ito ay kakaiba, no? Kasi nga, patay na si Lazarus for 4 days. Apat na araw na siyang patay. At pwede rin natin makumpara itong miracle ni Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead sa miracle ni miracles ni Jesus. Pwede natin kumpara sa mga miracles na ginawa ni Moses. Kilala niyo po si Moses, di ba? Yung sa Egypt, marami siyang milagrong ginawa. Yung isa pong milagro na ginawa ni Moses, he turned the Nile River into blood. Remember that? Because the Egyptians back then, they worshiped the Nile River. Okay, ano po ang kaparehas niyan? While si Moses, binago niya, no, ginawa niyang pula ang ilog, si Jesus naman, he turned water into wine. No? Si Moses po, ang last plague sa Egypt ay yung kamatayan, the death of the firstborn sons of Egypt, of the sons of the Egyptians. No? Ito po, pero si Jesus naman, yung final miracle niya is raising his dear friend, Lazarus, from the dead. So parang may contrast. No? Now, bakit po na natin mabasa ito? Bakit sinama ni John itong kwento na pagkabuhay ni Jesus kay Lazarus? Why did John include this story in the gospel? Remember, the goal of John is to show he wrote these things in his gospel so that people will believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and through their faith, through their believing, they will receive life in His name. So lahat po ng kwento dito ay papunta, patungo, no, papoint, all these signs point to Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God. At also, makikita rin natin dito, in-encourage niya, No, yung mga namatayan, he nakikiramay si Jesus. No? He encouraged the believers who already lost a loved one. No? Sino po sa inyo dito, meron na kayong kamag-anak? No? Namatayan po kayo? Dear relative has died in your family? Raise your hands. Lolo, lola, parents. Yeah, no? So, in-encourage niya yung mga namatayan. And fear of death, because fear of death or fear of sickness is a common fear. No? Lahat po tayo ay may mga fears, may mga apprehension, may mga katakutan o mga worry, no? Yung isa ko pong uncle ay nag-celebrate, my oldest uncle, ito po siya, nakaputing barong, ito po yung tatay ko, daddy ko, bunso po yung daddy ko, panganay po ang uncle ko. Do you know how old is my uncle? Last April 8, two Saturdays ago, no? Nag-celebrate po siya ng 90 years birthday. At I remember him telling me, tuwing iniimbita niya kami, yung pamilya ko sa birthday niya, lagi niyang sinasabi, alam mo Winston, baka ito na yung huling birthday party ko. Ayan. Pero lagi po niya sinasabi yon, mga for several years na, pataon-taon na lang. Pero malakas pa rin siya, walang sakit. In fact, very active pa siya sa church, choir conductor po siya sa isang Methodist church, sa Project 8. At napaka-simple po yung buhay niya, mayaman po yan, marami siyang business, real estate, pero simple lang buhay niya. Minsan nga po, nagpa-check up siya, medical check up, wala namang nakitang sakit. Sabi niya, sayang, sana hindi na ako nagpa-check up, gumastos pa ako. Ayan, so matipid po siya, no? At ayan, mayaman pero simpleng buhay, no? So let me share with you what the sermon outline for this afternoon, no? We'll talk about the sign raising of Lazarus from the dead, and then beyond the sign, how is Jesus revealed, paano siya makikilala dito sa milagrong ito, and the response, ano yung reaksyon ng mga tao sa milagro. So let's first look at the sign. Okay, ano pong nangyari? John 11, a man named Lazarus was sick. He lived in Bethany with his sisters, Mary and Martha. So the two sisters sent a message to Jesus telling him, Lord, our dear friend is very sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death, for it is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. May nakasakit po si Lazarus. At nabalitaan ni Jesus to, no? At sinabi niya, hindi to magtatapos sa kamatayan. And because God will be glorified. Ito ay hindi hantong sa kamatayan. In fact, malululuhati, God will be praised, honored, and glorified through this incident. And then John 11:6, so when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. So nung nabalitaan niya na may sakit si Lazarus at alam niyang mamamatay rin si Lazarus, no? Delay pa siya ng 2 araw. So hindi kaagad siya pumunta, no? Until na namatay na si Lazarus, no? Verse 11 to 14. So nagdelay siya ng 2 araw. At tapos 2 araw na paglalakbay, so by the time he arrives in Bethany, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. No? Na bakit po 4 days? Bakit naghintay pa si Jesus na dumating for 4 days? Now, there has been a Jewish belief, no, na ang isa pong namatay na tao ay yung kaluluwa daw niya ay paniniwala nila, no, nung panahon nila, pag namatay daw isang tao ay lumilibot pa, he's still gumagala pa, galaizing the tomb, no? At lumilibot pa siya, hovering around. The soul of a dead person is circling around his dead body. No? And on the 4th day, nung nakita niya na, uy, parang nag-decompose na yung body ko, mabaho na. No? Saka lang daw siya aalis. No? Yun ang paniniwala nila doon sa kaluluwa. Kaya sinigurado ni Jesus na talagang patay si Lazarus. No? Para ma-demonstrate niya yung power niya. No? To highlight the greatness of his power. No, so that there's no more hope for resuscitation, revival, okay? And so what happened? John 11:33, when Jesus saw her crying, Mary, Martha, the Jews had become with her crying, he was angry in his spirit and deeply moved. Okay, so ito po sa some Bible translation ay na-trouble, na-move. Si Jesus, nagalit daw siya sa in his spirit, in his inner man, inner being. Ano pong kinagalit ni Jesus? Kinagalit ba niya dahil peke yung mga nakikiramay, umiiyak lang ata kayo diyan kasi binayaran kayo? No, he was not angry at that, no. He was angry at how the devil has destroyed humanity. He was angry at sin, he was angry at sickness, he was angry at all that sin, sickness and death has caused misery, sorrow, grief and unhappiness in all mankind. No, marami po tayong bagay na naiirita o nagagalit tayo minsan. Maraming bagay tayong kinaiinisan, hindi po ba? May mga bagay tayong na ayaw mangyari sa buhay natin, yung mga nakakalat na basura, okay? Yung malalakas na music, kung may kapitbahay kayong nagkakaraoke, kahit na madaling araw na, nagagalit po kayo, yung horrendous traffic po sa EDSA o sa Marcos Highway pag may aksidente. May traffic sa EDSA, meron ding traffic sa dagat. Ayan, ito po yung nangyari sa amin sa 100 Islands. May traffic sa dagat, may traffic din sa dagat. No? Sobrang dami ng tao sa 100 Islands. Nung nagbakasyon po kami sa Pangasinan tong weekend. No? So we get offended by jokes. No? Pag ino-offend po tayo ng tao, mga insensitive jokes. No? Pag sinabihan ka, uy, parang tumataba ka ata ngayon. No? Hindi, lumulusog lang. No? Okay, may nabalitaan nyo yung nangyari sa isang doktor, di ba? Vietnamese doctor na hinila, he got dragged away by airport security of United Airlines. Di po ba? Maraming nag-post dyan, no? Inatake United Airlines. But how many of us get angry or get offended when we hear about Christians being killed, being persecuted, being beheaded in the Middle East? No? Alam niyo po ba, this Palm Sunday was a dark day in Egypt. No? Suicide bombings at two Coptic Christian churches, one in Alexandria, Egypt, and one in Tanta, left 45 people, 45 believers dead, and many more wounded. Marami pong Kristiyano sa Middle East ang that are being violently killed, persecuted. No? The Center for the Study of Global Christianity, an academic research center that monitors worldwide demographic trends in Christianity, estimates that between the years 2005 and 2015, 900,000, almost a million, Christians were martyred, an average of 90,000 Christians each year. Yan po ang pinapatay ng mga Kristiyano dahil lang sa kanilang Christian faith, no? In a very hostile environment. No? Dahil hindi sila naniniwala kay Jesus, itong mga pumapatay kay, sa mga Christians. And so, Jesus got angry at sin, sickness, and death. No? And so what happened? Verse 34, where have you put him? He asked. Lord, they told him, come and see. Now, a famous verse, Jesus wept. How many of you have memorized that verse? No? Memorize yun na, no? John 11:35. No? Memory verse mo ngayon, anak. Huwag mo kakalimutan, ha? Umiyak si Jesus. So this miracle, ano po yung pinapakita? Yung pinapakita dito yung compassion of Jesus, the love of God. No? Siya po yung nakikiramay, naintindihan niya yung pinagdadaanan ng mga tao. And hindi lang siya umiyak, he prepared his authority. No? To strike against death. No? He faced death head on. No? And so we can see that Jesus, our God, is not callous, is not apathetic. No? Dahil paniniwala po ng mga Greeks, mga panahon nila, ay a God, to the mind of the ancient Greeks, God was apathetic. No? Manhid, walang pakiramdam. The Greeks believe in an isolated, passionless, compassionless God. No, hindi po yan ang Diyos natin. Our God is a loving, merciful, compassionate, loving, tender, kind God who understands us, who knows what we're going through. No, alam niya, He knows the number of the hairs in our head. No, He knows the number of our steps. and he's able to empathize with us. So what happened in verse 41? So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." No? Diyos, Ama, pinapasalamat ko kita dahil alam ko na dinidinig mo ko. Can we pray with faith and confidence like that of Jesus? Diba? Kaya ba natin mag-pray na may confidence when we know the Word of God? If we know our Bible, if we read our Bible, if we know the promises of God, no? Kung alam natin ang kalooban ng Diyos, ang salita ng Diyos, we can pray with faith and confidence just like Jesus. Because God is our Father, we are His children, and we know that He keeps His faith, He keeps His word, and He's faithful to His promises. How many of you believe God is faithful to His promises? So when what happened? So when He said, when Jesus uttered His prayer, nung sinabi niya yung panalangin niya, what did He do? He commanded Lazarus. Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Okay? Bakit po niya sinabing Lazarus? Hindi niya sinabing Lazarus, lahat ng pangapatay, maglalapasan doon, mabubuhay. No? He said, "Lazarus only. No, the rest of you, stay there." Okay? "Lazarus only, come out." Okay? Si Lazarus lang. So the miracle, ito po dinedemonstrate yung authority ni Jesus over death. Lazarus, this way out. No? Ito yung papunta, palabas. This is the creative, it tells us the creative power of God na nagre-reverse nung corruption and decay. And these words are victory over death, corruption, and hopelessness. No? Hopelessness. Alam mo, hindi mo mga Pilipino pag hopeless, iba yung common na reaction, ay patay tayo dyan. No? Kasi those are words of death, words of hopelessness. But Jesus spoke life. "Lazarus, come out, come forth." So that's the sign. What's beyond the sign? Paano po natin makikilala si Jesus dito sa milagrong to? What's beyond this sign? John 11, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." Okay, bakit po sinabi ni Jesus, "I am the resurrection and the life"? Ano pong ibig sabihin nito? Ano ba implication nito? Jesus gave Martha a chance, no, to declare her faith. Binigyan niya ng pagkakataon si Martha na sabihin ko ano yung pinapaniwalaan niya. And sabi ni Martha, "Naniniwala ako. Ikaw ang Mesiyas, ang anak ng Diyos. Ikaw ang tunay na Diyos." Now, why did Jesus say, "I am the resurrection and the life"? Because, sabi ni Martha, "I know He will rise on the last day." Pag on the resurrection, sa huling araw, no, pag huhusga, "I know, mabubuhay uli sila." So, no, sabi ni Jesus, "I am the resurrection and the life." No? In fact, eternal life, you can have eternal life right now. Now, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Ibig sabihin ni Jesus, hindi mo na kailangan maghintay pa sa huling araw. You don't have to wait on the last day, on the last day, on judgment day. Even now, today, Lazarus can have life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life who gives eternal life to all who believe in Him. Ibig sabihin po, ako ang muling pagbubuhay at ang buhay. No? Eternal life is not a future possession. It is a present reality. Hindi mo na kailangan maghintay sa hinaharap na matagal. No? Pwede ka na magkaroon ng eternal life, buhay na walang hanggan. Simula ngayon, right now, right here. No? Ngayon pa lang, Jesus is the resurrection. There's no need to wait for the last day. Ano pong contrast niyan? Kumpara po natin sa ibang religion. For example, ito pong Hinduism. No? Eh, meron po silang paniniwala, law of samsara, reincarnation, naniniwala po sila sa karma, no, na ang amount of good works na ginagawa, yung mabuti mong gawa, it follows your, ayan, yung karma, yung judgment, pag marami kang masamang ginawa, babalik sa iyon, no, mga karma ka, at it follows your dharma, your duty. No, si dharma, kilala niya, yung sumisigaw, dharma! No? Ayan, that, ito po, explain na yan, duty, yung obligation that you perform. The more good karma you build up in your Atman, your soul. Yan, kilala niya po si Atman. Atman, dun. Atman and Robin, no? During your life, during your life, the better your rebirth. Okay, so yan po. Kaya paulit-ulit you are reborn, panganganak ka sa ibang mga anyo o ibang hayop, pwede ka maging hayop, pwede ka maging kabayo, pag nanalo ka maraming karera, okay, mapopromote ka, okay, babalik ka, no? So, yan, paulit-ulit yan. Kaya meron din silang paniniwala, moksha, no, kapal ng moksha, no, release from samsara and be at one with Brahman, their God. No, so, yan po paniniwala na, reincarnation, paikot-ikot, birth, cycle of rebirth and birth. No, Hinduism, pero hindi po yan ang nuturo ng salita ng Diyos. No, we believe in resurrection. You believe in the resurrection that you will be raised to life. Kaya ang implication yan, no, we have security. We have confidence in God. No, hindi tayo mamamatay. Tayo patuloy na mabuhay forever. And it also, this miracle, what can we see beyond this miracle? Lord, by this time, there will be an odor for he's been dead 4 days. Jesus said, or did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? Okay? Di ba sinabi siya, kung maniniwala ka, makikita mo ang luwalhati, kaluwalhatian ng Diyos? No, the glory of God. You believe, then you will see. No, believe first, then you will see. Now, in this world, sa mundo po natin, we have to see first. Then you will believe. No? Sure ball mentality. No? Kailangan makita ko muna yan. No? Kailangan makita ko muna kung ano yung premyo, kung ano yung reward bago ko gawin. Itong pinapagawa mo, kailangan pumasa muna ako, Lord, para magpakabait ako, para makapag-serve sa church. No? Kailangan makita ko muna yung himala. Pag gumaling muna ako bago ako pumunta sa church. But the purpose of this is for us to see the glory of God. And so, what happened here? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew you always hear me. And I said it's for the benefit of people standing here that they may believe that you sent me. Okay. So para maniwala ang mga tao na pinadala ng Diyos Ama si Jesus. No, in other words, why did Jesus perform this sign? The raising of Lazarus reflects the ultimate identity of Jesus. No, pinapakita po niyan ang tunay ng pagkakakilanlan ni Jesus. Sino ba talaga si Jesus? Jesus did the signs. All these 7 signs we have studied for the past 7 weeks. Jesus did the signs so that the people will believe that he is the Son of God sent by the Father to redeem the fallen world. Kaya po ang ginawa ni Jesus. No? Lazarus' sickness foreshadows Jesus' own death and resurrection. No, anumang sitwasyon mo ngayon, no, in this fallen world, God's glory can be manifested through it. No, kung kailangan mo ng milagro, no, siguro napakabigat ng problema mo, the greater the challenge, the greater the problem, the greater demonstration of God's power in your life. Kung gano'ng kabigat yan, pag niligtas ka ng Diyos, pag tinunuan ka ng Diyos, mas lalo mong mapapapurihan, lalo mong mapapasalamatan si Lord. No, Lord, kailan ba? No, naghihintay na ako. Tagal ko nang naghihintay. No, kailan ba ako mag-aasawa, Lord? Or kailan ba ako ma-engage? No? Meron nga ako dito, si Queenie, ni Sister Queenie, no? Asawa ni Pastor Earl. No? May pinakilala siya ka sa akin kanina bago mag-service. Pinakilala siya, isang senior citizen, no, babae, at she got married for the first time. No? Hindi ito wedding anniversary, ha? First time she got married. It's a miracle. Hallelujah. No? Kinongratulate ko po nga siya kanina sa office. Praise God. Sana na-picturean ko. Anyway. So, Jesus is performing miracles so that we know, we'll know who He is and we may believe in the power of God. What is so obvious here? Jesus raised Lazarus, a man dead and buried for 4 days. Apat na taon ng patay. Apat na araw ng patay. Apat na taon. Sobrang bulok na yun. Apat na araw ng patay. No? But there's no one. No? Wala pong makadiscredit niya. No one can give or take away life but God alone. And so if Jesus can raise Lazarus from the dead, Jesus also rose from the dead, and He will raise all believers from death into life. Now, what is the response to the sign? Ano po ang nangyari? Paano sila nag-respond, nag-react sa sign? Therefore, many of the Jews who came to Mary and saw what He had done believed in Him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them the things which Jesus had done. Therefore, the chief priests and the Pharisees convened a council and were saying, "What are we doing? For this man is performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, all men will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." So many of the Jews believe in Jesus. No, in fact, the word believe was mentioned 9 times for us to believe that this miracle happened for people to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So yung mga tao, maraming naniwala. They believe. They put their trust in Jesus. Pero ito mga religious leaders, Pharisees, Sadducees, mga teachers of the law, despite the miracle of raising a dead man, no, they even conspired to kill Jesus and even Lazarus. Kailangan patayin rin natin si Lazarus. Kung hindi, kakalat tong balitang ito. No, milagrong ito. At lagot tayo sa mga Romano. The Romans will come and take away our authority and a nation. And so death, what happens here? What can we learn from the miracle of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead? We can see, we can learn that death is not the end. Hindi po final ang kamatayan. If God is with us, our relatives, our loved ones will not die, no, if they become believers. God can resurrect whatever that becomes dead in our lives. No, kung binuhay po ni Jesus si Lazarus mula sa patay, kaya niya ring i-resurrect mga bagay na namatay sa buhay na yun. Siguro, nawalan ka na ng pag-asa. No, God can resurrect your dreams, your hopes, your ambition in life. No, God can bless your business. No, kung ikaw ay estudyante, God can resurrect your grades from the dead. No, if you're a businessman, no, na bankrupt ka, God can resurrect your finances, your business. No, meron nga pong isang kilala na architect, businessman, si Bobby Tuwason. Ayan po, nag-family vacation na sila somewhere, I think sa Europe yan. Pero mga many years ago, mga 17 years ago siguro, no? Around that time, 15 to 17 years ago, Bobby was a suicidal man. No? May plano na po siyang barilin sarili niya dahil lugi po yung negosyo niya. Ang negosyo niya, build and sell. Pero, na-born again po siya. Naghahanap, may mga pastor po siyang nakilala. At kasi nga, build and sell. Tapos, in-invite siya sa Victory, Quezon City, sa Katipunan, sa may UP pa noon. And he got saved, he and his soul, he returned to the Lord. And now, God has restored him, his business, his family. No, God has blessed him. God has resurrected not just his business, but his faith. God has revived him. So, ano pong sinabi ni Jesus kay Martha? No, your brother will rise again. But Jesus said to her, he asked her, do you believe this? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? Ano po ba ang tugon natin? How do we respond to this truth that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? No, paano po tayo nabubuhay? No, do we live as if there's no more tomorrow? Do we live as if there's no future there or there's no resurrection? If we believe in Jesus, we will live to follow him. We will live to honor him and obey him because there's a coming resurrection there, and we can experience eternal life even right now. No, trusting in Jesus, no, in what he has done, not in our good works, not in our religion, hindi po sa church membership, hindi po sa mga penitensya, and not in every charitable act we have done sa abulo, sa mga binigay natin sa mahihirap. It's not because of that. It's because of what Jesus has done for us. This is what we can learn beyond the signs. Jesus revealed his true identity. He is the Messiah. Siya ang tagapagligtas. Siya ang Diyos, tunay na Diyos, na gumagawa ng milagro, himala. He does impossible things. Even today, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. Let's pray and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for your goodness, for your faithfulness, for your power at work within us. Lord, maraming salamat sa iyong pag-ibig, sa iyong katapatan sa aming buhay. Ikaw ang buhay at muling pagkabuhay. Lord, may mga ilan sa amin ngayon, siguro some of us here have some things na heavy problems, crisis situation, may mabigat na pinagdadaanan, may mga hopelessness sa kanilang buhay. But Lord, you're the God of hope. You're the God of life. You can resurrect things in our lives. At kung ikaw ngayon ay may pinagdadaanan mabigat na suliranin problema, it's only God who can perform a miracle. It's only God who can solve your problem. I want to pray for you. Let's believe God that He will intervene. Siya po ang mamamagitan sa ating buhay. Siya po ang tutulong sa atin. Just raise your hands right now if you're that person. Lord Jesus, I need you. I need you to save me. I need you to help me. I need you to strengthen me, encourage me. Yes. Let's lift up these hands to the Lord. Kung ikaw po ang may pinagdadaanan ng mabigat na problema, just ask God, Lord Jesus, just as you raised Lazarus from the dead, Lord, bring life to my situation. Lord, I pray for these people who are going through tough times, may mga mabigat na problema. Lord, alam mo po ang kanilang pinagdadaanan. But Lord, we thank you that dahil ikaw ang Diyos na bumuhay ng mga patay. At Lord, I pray God na ikaw ang mag-restore ng faith ng mga taong ito. Ikaw ang magpalakas ng kanilang faith. Ikaw po ang maggabay sa kanila. Guide them, lead them, speak to them, strengthen them by your spirit. Encourage them, Lord. Lord, we know that you are sympathizing with us. You are going through us. Even through the valley of death, you are with us. You are our shepherd. You are with us, Lord. If you are with us, nothing can be against us. Lord, I pray that you strengthen, refresh, encourage, build up the faith of these men and women who are raising their hands. Lord, we look to you. You are the Son of God. You are the Messiah, our Savior and Lord.